Good morning.
Good morning.
So would someone here this morning like to show me something that is not in this moment? The moment before this moment, the last moment, it's conceptual. It's an idea created about some moment in the past. It's an idea. Then there's the moment after this, which we would name the next moment, which is another idea. So we have a previous moment, which is an idea, and we have a next moment, which is an idea. And then we have the present moment, which is also an idea, a concept, present moment. When we sit Zazen, we think it's a process. It starts with 3 bells, 30 minutes past, and it ends with 2 bells. This process, which takes 30 minutes, this period of Zazen, again, is an idea, it's a construct. That time passes is an idea, another construct. Really, there is just this moment. So there is no Zazen. There is no meditation that we do for 30 minutes. There is no breath that we follow. There is no thought that we notice. There is no pain that we have in our knee. And there is no process. There is no stringing together of these events and calling it a period of meditation. That's another construct. So when we say there is only this moment, there is only this breath, these are just more concepts. So ultimately, for Zazen to be Zazen, there must be no Zazen, no present moment, no breath, no thought. Many people sit with gaining ideas. If I do Zazen, I will become peaceful. I will become more compassionate. I will be more happy. I will become the Buddha. I will experience no separation. This is not the spirit of Zazen. Zazen is not some special thing that we do. Again, that's a construct. It's a label, special. And Zazen does not lead to enlightenment. That is another conceptualization. Zazen is just Zazen, beyond the name, beyond the word Zazen. For some people, these words are very disappointing. And for some people, they are exciting. Each experience takes place in this moment, which means that if I was enlightened in some other moment, yesterday perhaps, it does not mean that I am enlightened today, in this moment. In truth, there is no moment. There is no enlightenment. There is no yesterday. There is no today. There is no Zazen. To realize the truth of my words is true Zazen. But don't hold to the idea of true Zazen, because that is another idea. And to quote Suzuki Roshi, do you understand? Thank you.